Planned Parenthood will open the doors to its new clinic in Lubbock on Monday. A team of contractors work on final touches to the new site, securing signs, assembling cabinets, and hanging photos in the front entrance. Once hung, the photos will depict a timeline of Planned Parenthood's 85-year history in Texas.
What we call an education room. So this would be where the patient can sit with one of our clinical staff.
Sarah Wheat is with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She works in Austin, but flew in for the opening of Lubbock's clinic.
As you can see, not all that furniture's in here yet.
A large window lights the room, accented by a bright pink wall. Inspirational quotes hang within each room. A touch, she says, clients appreciate.
But this is our typical exam room.
The clinic has four exam rooms, a lab, and an on-site pharmacy.
You know, we're here. We're opening next week for patients. You know, we've got a wide range of services that we will provide.
Those services include cancer screenings, infection testing and treatment, birth control, and other medical assistance. Medical and surgical abortions will be provided later, but not in the beginning. It's quiet outside the building today, but the healthcare provider's return to the city has not gone unnoticed.
Guys, we have to be a voice for the voiceless.
Protests have been staged outside City Hall since July, when Planned Parenthood announced it's coming back. This audio is from a rally in September, when organizers launched a petition to make Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn. The ordinance would essentially ban abortions in the city. Critics of Planned Parenthood argue that the city already provides the services that Planned Parenthood provides, minus abortions.
People say, how can you outlaw abortion?
If we look at it as a numbers game, we are outnumbered. That is not a surprise to anybody.
That's Kate Peasley. She's the public affairs consultant for the Lubbock Clinic.
We also live here, and we want to help Lubbock be a city that serves all of our needs, not just some of our needs.
City of Lubbock Public Health Director Catherine Wells was unavailable for an interview, but in an email. She said, not many communities have adequate health care for women that's both accessible and affordable.
Nobody does more to prevent the need for an abortion than Planned Parenthood through preventative health care, through annual exams, through access to birth control, STI treatment and testing. I mean, all of these things are related.
Planned Parenthood closed its Lubbock office back in 2013. Around that time, Texas legislation cut funding for family planning and imposed restrictions on operations. This ultimately led to the closing of 25% of family planning clinics throughout the state. Here's Wheat again.
What that looked like then in geographically in Texas is that there were no Planned Parenthoods left west of I-35.
That made it hard for Texas Tech alumna Aubrey Reinhart to get birth control. She recalls the experience she had with a local medical clinic.
I remember I had gotten upset because she was basically telling me, even at 19, 20 years old, that I was too unhealthy to be on birth control, and said, why are you crying? Why are you in such a hurry to become sexually active?
Aubrey left upset. She called Planned Parenthood to ask for the nearest clinic and wound up driving 5 hours just to get birth control.
I mean, without them, I don't know how long it would have taken me to get the birth control that I needed.
Lubbock has affordable options for those without insurance. Two places, actually. Family planning is not their only focus, though, so getting immediate care might be a challenge. That, Wheat says, is where Planned Parenthood could help.
For somebody who maybe can't get in or just feels like, gosh, I'd really love to get STI testing, we're just one more resource that's available in a community.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson.